Well, let's talk to Greg Dyke, former chairman of the Football Association, who joins me now. Greg, good evening.
Good evening.
Why do you think English football has lagged behind some other sports and indeed some other countries in enabling, whether it's referees or footballers, to come out?
Well, I think the point you just made is the right one, that it's very difficult to be the first. Once someone has done it, then others will do it. I mean, this time it's a referee. But you're right, it's inconceivable that there aren't gay footballers playing professionally in Britain. But obviously, no one wants to be the first to come out and say it because they're nervous of the reaction.
Mm. Who do you think they are most nervous of? The fans, their fellow players?
I don't know. I mean, probably both, but more likely to be the fans. But, I mean, you know, you look at the reaction to the fans to the Welsh rugby player who came out. Mm. They were incredibly positive. But people don't want to be the first. And you know that. I mean, you know that from your own experience.
Yeah, no, I do, and I can understand it. I'd like to think that if somebody did, if maybe one of the real top footballers who plays for England decided to do it, and I don't know if there are any internationals or not, but if there are, it would send such a massive signal. And I suspect, you know, that they would be very surprised by the reaction. OK, you might get a lot of banter on the terraces and all the rest of it, but I think a lot of them are dissuaded from doing so by their agents because they worry about the commercial deals.
Yeah, and I think until someone's done it, they won't realise that the world has changed so dramatically over the last 20 years that what would have been difficult 20 years ago actually would be pretty easy today.
How much responsibility do the fans have for some of the sort of chants you hear in a football ground? I can remember when Brighton came to Upton Park a couple of years ago and a lot of the crowd started chanting, "Does your boyfriend know you're here?" Now, I happen to find that quite funny, but a lot of people found it very offensive. Should those sorts of chants be banned?
You can't ban. How do you ban chants? You can make it more difficult.
How?
I don't know. You remember? Well, you can actually fine clubs and the rest of it, but it's pretty dramatic to start doing that. I just think, and I agree with the reaction of the FA today in welcoming this decision, because it takes it one step further. Quite why football has been so far behind, still a very macho male world, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you've got, I mean, obviously Stephen Davis in cricket, Gareth Thomas in rugby, one or two others as well. But is this something that the FA has ever really taken very seriously? When you were chairman, was it discussed by the FA board at all, or is it the sort of thing that they brushed under the carpet?
No, I didn't brush under the carpet. I think they did a lot to try to make it acceptable in a world where, you know, as I say, 20 years ago, it wouldn't have been seen as acceptable, would it? I think there's been a big change, and I think the FA did a lot on that. But you can't make individuals take that decision. They've got to do that for themselves.
One football club that will remain nameless, I know that somebody on the board told me that they thought they had three gay footballers in the dressing room. And they had conversations with them about supporting them if they decided to come out. And they're all three, and I don't think they even knew who each other were, they all three said, "No, I can't be the first. I don't think I could cope with it psychologically." What would you say if a professional footballer came to you now and said, "Greg, I'm thinking about doing this," what do you think your advice would be?
If you can do it and you feel strong enough, go ahead and be the first. You'll be known forever as the first footballer, first professional footballer. Well, not really, because fashion all those years ago, but he only admitted he was, or said he was gay, not admitted, that sounds like things, but he said he was gay after he'd stopped playing, didn't he?
Yeah, and that's happened. Thomas Hitzlsperger did the same thing.
Yes.
And several footballers have done that. And you think, well, wouldn't it have been nice if you could have done it beforehand? And I suppose for all the reasons that we've talked about, they don't do it. But do you think that in the next couple of years we're going to find that someone does?
Yes, it's bound to happen in the next few years, just as it happened in politics. As you say, you remember when, I always remember when Michael Portillo said that he had
yeah.
a... a gay relationship when he was at university. And that probably cost him the leadership of the Tory party at the time.
Well, he was one vote off going into the final, wasn't he?
Yeah,
so you're probably right.
It probably did. Now, it wouldn't today, would it?
No, it wouldn't. Well, you'd like to think it wouldn't. And I wonder whether... do you think it would be easier for someone in the Premier League to do it than someone maybe lower down the leagues?
I don't think that makes much difference. I think obviously it would have more impact the bigger the player, but I don't think that makes much difference. I think it's just one or two people have got to, you know, at some stage have the confidence to do it. I can understand why they don't. They're nervous, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, why did people not do it in politics for so many years when it was quite clear that there were a large number of gay politicians?
Do you think there is something, though, particular about football that stops people from doing it? Is it now partly the money side of it?
I don't know. I've never talked to enough footballers about it. But I think there is a macho culture still, which makes it more difficult.